Great. As Jim mentioned, by the way, the fact that the CFTC is now sort of in the game, I think, is pretty significant. This is their first sort of foray into this kind of case. I found it fascinating that there were people who'd pled guilty years before that were under seal, that were cooperating and ultimately helped bring this case. And there's actually also an individual who's been charged, I think it's still pending, in the Eastern District in New York. So a very active case. It shows sort of, I think, the way the government's approaching these. Bernie, what about some other cases you think may be worth talking a little bit about?
Thanks, Chuck. I think another one that I think merits consideration and sort of talking a bit about is Deutsche Bank, and that was a settlement that came out in January of this year. It involves $130 million that was paid. It was a DOJ and SEC joint settlement. It involved violations of the accounting provisions, as well as some fraud allegations related to precious metals futures contracts. We'll put the futures contracts on the side since we're really focusing on FCPA here and talk a bit about what this was. You know, it at the end of the day, it was improper payments to third parties called business development consultants. So last year's agents become this year's business development consultants. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, the fact patterns are pretty troubling when you read through them, right? They ultimately, at the end of the day, the invoices for many of these business development consultants were, in fact, you know, there was no support for the payments. There were instances where the invoices were incredibly sketchy and not a lot of documentation there. And there were a series of instances where false justifications for payments were made. These are not The ones that are highlighted in the charging documents are ones that are pretty significant and sort of stand out. So, for example, husband-wife combinations where one works at the client and the other is the business development consultant. We have other instances where people were, in fact, actually retained as a business development consultant, but the only justification that could be given for them was their familial relationship with the end client. And so when you look at it, right, the things that are takeaways for me are these. Look, Deutsche Bank has a lot of compliance functions. Good companies have good compliance programs, right? But you look at this, and your folks on the ground can very well be working against the overall interests of the companies for their own individual interests or for their own group's individual interests. And, you know, you have this problem of employees behaving badly. And so how do you address this and what do you do on those things, right? You've got to have strict controls over sort of the fair market value of services, making sure invoices are really supported, right? And making sure that there's real proof of services provided for those payments. And obviously you need a robust internal audit program, but you also probably need some type of monitoring in place to be looking at payments that would clearly be high risk by nature, and so that you can be constantly checking in on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a challenge that every company faces, which is, you know, all these companies had compliance programs. I mean, there's no doubt that they already existed. The problem is that if you have, you know, basically sham contracts or fake invoices or lack of proof of services provided, you know, you're going to end up getting in front of the government in a very uncomfortable position. And so it's really about all the things Bernie was just talking about. By the way, we've got our first question. I'm just going to throw this out there. Why is the CFTC involved in FCPA enforcement? Isn't there too much piling on already? And by the way, it's directed to you and to me.
I've never worked with the CFTC. It's a new development, so I'm not sure what their thinking is exactly. As far as piling on goes, I disagree with that. And I would point out, when we have these resolutions where there's multiple parties, whether it be DOJ or foreign authorities or, I guess, CFTC now, that's something that's always factored in. I mean, when SEC is looking at its disgorgement, sometimes there's a credit given if, for instance, a foreign regulator also got an order along those lines. So the total penalties, fines, disgorgement, it's going to be looked at holistically. So I don't think that you're going to have a piling on effect. And I'm not sure how active the CFTC is going to be going forward. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, here you had an oil trader. So I think from a commodities perspective, that's why I think CFTC was probably involved. You've seen the Federal Reserve make appearances in certain cases, like JP Morgan Chase. I think maybe Goldman Sachs as well. So there are sometimes other federal agencies that come in, but
IRS. I've worked with IRS.
IRS works IRS criminal investigations a lot. So the fact that there are other agencies that may come in on a case because it may have different components to it, I don't think is a harbinger to think that DOJ and SEC won't continue to be the lion's share of FCPA enforcement. Would be my guess. So Jason, since I've got you, let me ask a couple of questions. Number one. A lot of people will ask, look, is a change in administration, does that have like some sort of an enforcement impact, whether it's Democrat, Republican, Trump, Biden, Bush, Obama? I mean, I'm curious. I mean, you've been there for a while under different administrations. What's your take on that?
I think the short answer is no. I mean, when I started, Bush was president, and that's really when FCP enforcement was cranked up. Don't know that it had anything particularly to do with the Bush administration. It's probably more to do with the people who were leading the DOJ at the time and the SEC. I remember 4 years ago, there was a question put to me if I thought there would be a Trump effect when he came in, and I said I didn't think there was going to be, and I think it panned out that there was not. I mean, this is not, in my experience, FCPA enforcement, either on the DOJ side or the SEC side, is not something that's really driven very much by the change of administrations. At the SEC, we have there's always two Republicans, two Democrat commissioners, and then the chair is with the president's party. So there's always some disagreement, but it's